With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette.
With mail ballots for the upcoming June 2nd primary election hitting mailboxes this Friday, candidates are taking advantage of online forums to get their message out to voters. This last weekend, the Montana Farmers Union, Northern Plains Resource Council, Montana Cattlemen Association, and the United States Cattlemen Association hosted candidates for Montana's lone U.S. House seat in a virtual debate. It focused on agriculture and rural issues. Nikki, you tuned in. Can you give us a breakdown of what happened?
Yeah, these debates are really a chance for candidates to try to stand out from the pack. And on the Republican side, that's a tall order. There are six candidates in this primary race. Joe Dooling, a farmer and rancher from the Helena Valley who's involved with the Lewis and Clark County Republican Party, he had a leg up in this particular debate given his background in agriculture. His answers often had nuance that some of the other candidates lacked. For example, he has specific policy he wants to see in the next farm bill. That's the main food policy bill that comes up every 5 years or so.
Very little risk protections for the cattle side of it, a lot of risk protections for the grain side. And so I want to see a farm bill that allows, that equalizes out those risks that we have in the business.
Also in this race is Corey Stapleton. He's the current Secretary of State overseeing elections and business registration. He's really leaning on his past experience, too.
I think we need to elect a congressman that not only understands how the world works, but understands the eastern Montana and the western Montana, the cities and the rural, the ag and the financial, the healthcare, the manufacturing, the tourism, all of our industries matter.
Deborah Lamb, she's the former chair of the state Republican Party and a former state lawmaker. She's cast herself as a listener, and she says she has a varied background working in the public and private sectors.
We've heard areas, I think, where we'll probably be in agreement with people on the other side, but we need to evaluate all the opportunities of an issue and find solutions that will work for Montana.
Mark McGinley also tossed his hat in the race. He's a National Guard veteran who works as a counselor at Montana Youth Challenge in Dillon.
And by the way, we know the issues in Montana better than somebody in Washington. Local control, private answers are always the best.
And John Ivankovich, an electrician from Butte, who says he entered the race to make the GOP the party of labor.
The automated revolution is coming, and we need to understand that. And there is a real opportunity right now for the Republican Party to embrace labor and labor to embrace the Republican Party when this takes place.
A name you didn't mention is current state auditor Matt Rosendale. He's also in this race.
Yes. Candidates said that they were disappointed he wasn't able to join them for this debate.
What are some of the other issues that might help voters kind of distinguish between these candidates?
The Water Compact for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes drew out the most differences. This is a negotiated settlement for water rights. This is the last tribal water compact for the state. It's been hugely schismatic in state politics for the last decade plus. McGinley, the former guardsman, he's the only Republican to support it. He says it'll avoid costly lawsuits and it'll set security moving forward. Butte electrician Ivankovich and Secretary of State Stapleton both oppose it outright. Rancher Dooling says he wants a settlement that protects irrigation districts and bull trout. He says Senator Steve Daines's compact that was introduced last year doesn't do that, and it also has too big a price tag. And then former GOP Chairwoman Lamb says she voted against the version passed by the Montana legislature in 2015, but she would want to see tweaks in a House companion bill to go along with Daines.
Anything else stand out?
Always controversial is health care. Stapleton and McGinley said the Affordable Care Act isn't going anywhere, so they would seek to improve it. On the other hand, Lamb, Dooling, and Ivankovich says the ACA isn't working. They want to see more price transparency and let the free market work it out.
So that's the Republican side of things. Lots of candidates there. Who are we seeing on the Democratic side for the House?
Kathleen Williams is a three-term state lawmaker from Bozeman. She's running against Tom Winter, who is a first-term lawmaker from Missoula.
And how are they distinguishing themselves?
Again, through healthcare. Williams is sticking with her 2018 plan that would allow people 55 and older to buy into Medicare.
That would lower prices or costs immediately in both Medicare and the individual market.
Winter said that plan won't work, and what we really need to be working toward is healthcare for all right now.
It's not going to make a difference for anyone beneath that age. We need to have actual fundamental reform.
And both said they want to see safety net programs fully funded.
And what about the other big issues that Republicans brought up, like the CSKT Water Compact?
Both Winter and Williams support the compact.
Nikki, what else stood out to you about the debate?
You know, listening to each of these hour-long events, I actually noticed a lot of issues where pretty much all the candidates are on the same page, regardless of party. That includes supporting rural family farms and ranches and bringing back country of origin labeling for beef and pork to support Montana producers, regionalizing the meat packing industry, and also getting high-speed internet into Montana.
That's a lot of candidates and issues to keep track of. That's all on the U.S. House side of things. Primary ballots go out this Friday, May 8th, and the primary election is June 2nd. A link to the full event from the Montana Farmers Union is on our station's websites, mtpr.org
and ypradio.org.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Corin.